Warren Williams here, Food Systems Coordinator for the Chicago Partnership for Health Promotion, a program of the Office of Community Engagement and Neighborhood Health Partnerships at UIC. I'm also the Executive Director of the Center for Urban Transformation, and in partnership with Dr. Akilah Martin, I am the co-host and co-producer of the Roots Watering Hole podcast series. Now, thanks to Elizabeth Berkeley, Executive Director of the Chicago Grows Food Project, for having my back, because I don't know, I guess I had a brain cramp. I was thinking that Tuesday, which would be what, the 15th, was actually the second Tuesday of the month when we usually send Elizabeth our food literacy podcast episode to be included in the newsletter. My brain cramp thought it was, like I said, the 15th. But anyway, thanks, Elizabeth, for having my back. I'm getting out a short episode for you. I mean, the other factor is, of course, it's August. And if you're like me and many other people, sort of in our orbit and in our tribe, if you will, us gardener, farmer types that spend more time outdoors when you can, or you're tending your garden, or you're just, watching stuff grow and enjoying being outside, you might not be into really listening to a lot of stuff this time of year. So we're going to keep this brief, and we're going to kick it into gear with having you understand again that as this goes out August 15th, look at your calendar. You have 60 days till October 15th. That's when the weather can get a little shaky, and you may be getting close to that period of your first frost date of 2023, at least in terms of the fall season. You might have frost dates or a little frost earlier in the spring, that sort of thing. But for the fall, your first frost date, which will pin around all October 15th, will be upon us. And so you've got essentially 60 days. The secret is finding things that will mature. The key is finding things that will mature, seeds that will mature in that 45, 50, 60 day period of time. So finding things, and that's an important consideration any time of the year, you want to pay attention to things in terms of how they mature. And also because your photo period, or the amount of sunlight you're going to get during the day, of course, is going to be reduced between now and that first frost date. Because also coming up is the autumnal equinox when we step in the fall. So plenty of things don't need a lot of sun, unlike tomatoes and peppers and those sort of things. They need a lot of sun, and they need warmer temperatures. But your greens and your lettuces and some of those sorts of things don't need a lot of time. And also, you kind of be surprised what you can grow now. And now you begin to pay attention and become a little bit more sophisticated in terms of understanding crop varieties and that sort of thing. So you can look at a broad category of crops, whether they're beans or peas or greens or whatever the case may be, and understand that different varieties have different maturity dates. And that's helpful if, in fact, you want to plant things, starting now. Again, you've probably got a 60-day window, maybe even longer. Who knows? In this day and age of climate change, you may even have, 15 more days toward the end of October. So the point is, you have time, ample time to get started and to grow or plant seeds for a fall crop. So with that, Again, pay attention to your show notes. We will put some information in there and some links to some videos and stuff about what you can plant in our zone, zone six, for August, and maybe even something for September if you can get something in that, you know, 45-day maturity space. So tune in for that. We got a couple other things we're going to cover now. Like I said, we're going to be brief for August, and we'll get into more stuff in September, of course. And in September, we'll kind of wind down our gardening stuff, although, you know, we'll be throughout the season into the cold period, into the winter, helping you get set up for 2024. One of the things that I've learned, and I think people that have experience in this realm, is this is an ongoing process. You may think that, okay, season's about over, I don't have to think about this stuff until next March or April or whatever the case may be. But you'll be well served to, in fact, consider what you're going to do in 2024 and get set up to accommodate your planning for 2024, you know, in the fall and the winter, and going into 2024 so that you can hit the ground making progress right away toward what you'd like to do for next season. So anyway, that's it in the gardening realm for right now. So again, more on that later. And of course, it'll be a continuing area of our inquiry and sharing and topics for you moving forward. So let's see what we're going to do next here. We have a few more items for you in our food literacy offering for August 2023, and those items include information about diet and food as medicine and that kind of stuff, and the importance of trying to maintain as high quality diet as we can, and how it is important. And one place is really important, and more and more research and information is coming out on the impact that diet has on mental health. So we included in the show notes a link about the impact diet has on mental health and some of the things you should consider in terms of preventing and or assisting if you have mental health issues. So check that out. Also, a couple of things related to heart health. And, you know, we hear all this stuff about vegan, plant-based. And then, of course, you've got the other tribe that's always talking about, you know, being a carnivore and all that stuff. Well, that's probably a middle path. And so, you know, check that information out that we provided for you. Don't forget to check with your healthcare provider in terms of any of this information that you find here. And also, if, you know, your doctor maybe is not real sure about, you know, nutrition information, and a lot of them aren't, ask if your provider is part of a program or a clinic or a practice that has access to dietitians, nutritionists, those kind of folks, and see if you can get referred to them. Doesn't hurt to ask. Might as well ask. Sometimes it's related to a diagnosis. So if you're diagnosed with diabetes or whatever the case may be, oftentimes they will refer you to the dietitian to deal with that. But see if there's a possibility to talk to a dietitian or a nutritionist to discuss what the possibilities are for a preventative approach to many of the things that afflict us, including, of course, diabetes and heart disease and respiratory issues, whatever the case may be. So check in with your healthcare provider and see what kind of assistance you may be able to get from some of the experts that they may have access to. So, you know, and then I kind of got a special little deal for you. Blueberries and berries in general are associated with a high quality diet. So, you know, blueberries are in season. Season ends, you know, it runs through September. Then in November, you begin to get blueberries from imported sources. And so if you're really into seasonality, then you might want to avoid those. But an option is if you find a good deal on blueberries at your farm stand or your farmer's market or your grocery store, whatever the case may be, perhaps you want to think about freezing them. And so there's a little video link for you in the show notes to show you how to go about that. So you have blueberries throughout the winter, and you can use them in your different recipes or smoothies or whatever the case may be. So that's all I got for you here in August. Get back outside. If you want to contact me about fall crops, whatever the case may be, feel free to do that. My email will be in the show notes as well. Look forward to hearing from you. And I'm going to sign off here. Get outside, plant some stuff, take care of your stuff. Also, be on the lookout now. It's, you know, starting to be plenty of stuff to harvest, but also be on the lookout for pests. Hopefully, if you go, not hopefully, but go to the Chicago's Food website and find out about our office hours on Wednesdays, when you can get information about any pest problems, that kind of stuff you may be encountering. So, and we'll cover some more ground on that in September. But, you know, we're here for you. Check out the Chicago Grows Food website, and also feel free to send me an email if you so desire. So Orrin Williams here, signing off for the August 2023 Food Literacy Podcast. Peace.